A leading Nigerian blood specialist is alarmed at the growing numbers of cases of cancer, the name given to a class of diseases characterized by the uncontrolled growth of cells, which then form tumors. If they aren't treated, they are usually fatal. Dr. Sagir Ahmed of Aminu Kano Teaching Hospital in Kano was one of the organizers and speakers at a conference on the challenges of diagnosing cancer in Nigeria.
What is even more scary is that WHO is saying that 70% of the new cancers that will be seen in the future are going to be affecting individuals in the developing nation, the so-called poorer segment of the world. And I'm sure Nigeria is one of the developing nations, and therefore we must get ready to face those new cases that are being forecast by the World Health Organization.
Dr. Ahmed says the most common cancers among those expected to increase are of the cervix, breast, colon, lungs, and prostate. He says because of the complex nature of the disease, early detection through screening is the best way to prevent it. That is already being done, says Dr. Bawa Ahmed Abimiku, the president of the Nigerian Cancer Society and the chief medical officer at Federal Medical Center in Kefi, Nasarawa State.
Having known the cause, pattern, and the progress of different cancers, we are now advocating to people to be aware they should come for screening tests. For, you know, every cancer has its own screening test. In fact, in some cancers, we have what is called a pre-cancerous stage. If you look at the changes, it is a signal that cancer is likely to develop. And if you can see that signal and treat it, you are okay with it.
Dr. Abimiku says the government and the public both have rules to play in treating the disease. Dr. Sagir Ahmed of Aminu Kano Teaching Hospital in Kano recently spoke at a conference on the challenges of diagnosing cancer in Nigeria, a meeting he helped organize.
We must be extra vigilant. The government must play its role as to make the environment safe and remove all environmental factors that may predispose to cancer, such as, for instance, making good source of drinking water, which will, you know, stop people from going to streams and fonts where they can get infected with schistosoma organisms. And we must also intensify our vaccination against all infectious agents, all viruses that are known to be strongly associated with the development of cancer.
He also says the government should increase its effort to prevent illnesses with links to cancer, such as hepatitis, a disease of the liver, and the human papillomavirus, which is transmitted during intercourse and is linked to cervical cancer. Dr. Ahmed says people can also adjust their lifestyles,
such as abstaining from smoking, abstaining from indiscriminate sexual intercourse, refraining from factors that are known to be associated with cancer, such as drug abuse.
The Nigerian Cancer Society is working with NGOs to create public awareness campaigns that include radio and television advertisements, handbills, pamphlets, and other educational materials that are distributed in schools, hospitals, and other public places. For VOA Africa, I am Isiaku Ahmed in Kano, Nigeria.